something for the weekend. Good morning, how are you? It's Trina here. Now, Damien Farrelly is on your radio every Monday to Friday, 2 to 7pm with Damien Farrelly in the afternoon, where he does news from the net, and also on Sunday mornings with Classic Hits Sunday. And Damien, you're back in this week with your tea and with your news from the net. What do you have for us?
You tend to focus more on the tea rather than the news from the net. You just bring me in for the tea on a Saturday morning. That's what you do.
Go on.
Richard Gere in news this morning. He's become a father for the second time, just 7 months short of his 70th birthday. I'm exhausted reading it out.
70. What do you think about that, Damien? Would you be able now at the age of 70 for a newborn?
Not on your ninny, if you had a ninny, because I can tell you, here's the difference in our house. Our eldest is 11, right? So I'm in my mid-40s now. So when we had Hugh, a bit of energy, we have a 6-year-old. I can't catch him. I can't get him. I cannot.
So fast forward 25 years, Damien.
No, so do you know what I mean? No, 35 years. Oh no, it is 25 years. I'm nearly 70.
You're practically there.
Yeah, no, tie a knot in it, Richard, because I don't, do you know what I mean? You'd absolutely be exhausted. And the night feeds and the nappies, no, it's, do you know, and remember my mother saying it years ago, how do you think of the grandkids? You have about 20,000 grandkids, Mum. Yeah, it's lovely to be able to hand them back.
Now, the thing is, Richard Gere's wife is only 35. That's where it comes in, her wanting the baby now at this age.
Okay, well, another good bit of news for them is because he's a ready-made babysitter because he's a 19-year-old son from a previous marriage. So they'll still be able to go out. I don't know, what would you do at 70?
Yeah. Now, what else do you have for us, Damien?
Also this morning, Trina, bear in mind we're coming to the end of Valentine's week and I hope still love's in the air. But accidentally, ending a work call, right, saying, I love you. Complaining about someone when they're standing right in front of you and getting on the wrong train have emerged as some of life's most awkward moments. But I'm just trying to think, if you did get on the wrong train, who'd be embarrassed? Nobody would know that you did, only yourself.
Yeah. That did happen to me in London with my mum once, and we ended up at the total other end of London when we needed to be at an airport. Do you know what's really embarrassing? We're talking about trains. I once put my hand out to stop the train. Like I was at a bus stop or
you
something.
Didn't.
Yeah, and then you have to pretend you're a bit mad and wave the arms around because people are looking at you trying to stop the train with your arm.
The train driver obviously just waving at you just to save the embarrassment on you. But I have woken up at the wrong stop on a bus because there's a thing, I think it's motion. I remember even going to college, I used to get the dart from Bray to Greystones and I'd always wake up in town because it was, you know the dart.
Yeah.
When the dart takes off, it's that. It's motion. It's a bit like the kid, I suppose, when you put the kid in the car. I remember Isabel in the middle. She wouldn't stop crying. Two things that used to stop her crying was, one, the Hoover. That was the white noise thing. But if you put her in the car, put her in the thing, we'd be driving around her estate at night,
yeah,
at midnight.
I've heard that loads of times before. A few little laps and then out for the count.
Yeah. Oh, there's Damien. She must be awake again.
What else do you have for us finally, Damien?
Finally this morning, Trina, over a quarter of working people have admitted to being married to the job.
Yeah, you see, this is the problem. We talked about this before. People not being able to put the phones away at night. They're answering work emails at 10 and 11 o'clock at night.
Well, this has gone to pot, and even the emergence of, like, everything is on your phone. You can do emails, you can do the WhatsApps, you can do the text, you can research, you can do all the things that you need to do on the phone. So basically, you have your office with you. So how can you switch off?
Gone are the days of working 9 to 5. Nobody knew what your phone number was. And if they did know it, they'd have to ring the house because you didn't have a mobile.
Do you know what we're trying to do? We're trying to introduce, because friends of ours have done it and everybody's talking about it, the no phone in the bedroom rule.
Yeah, how you getting on?
Not great now.
Damien, you're back tomorrow morning. What time?
Tomorrow morning, 11 o'clock, Classic Hits Sunday. Be here.
This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.